rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of great American songbook composer Irving Berlin. We learn what gives our resident bass player Tyrone Clark the blues, and the gang plays So What's Your Question? It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everybody.
I need to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Yay. And the folks who happen to be born, happy to be born. So make some noise for your moms.
Yes.
There you go.
And the whole world got a little stress relief last Sunday. Make a noise if you're still celebrating.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, speaking of stress relief, you know, I've actually been doing some more research, and it turns out that there are some scientists at Keele University in England, you know, and they say that saying certain words and phrases actually have been proven to relieve pain. Hmm. What words do you think they're talking about?
Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus. No, no. Especially not for guys.
The Bin Laden Girls Gone Mad video, releasing that. That's how it, that really released some stress for me.
Not everybody.
No?
No. Pearl, you got anything?
Yeah, I'm guessing words that would relieve stress. Mm-hmm. This dessert has zero calories.
Actually, the researchers discovered that using swear words can have a powerful pain-killing effect, especially for people that don't normally use them.
Damn, I feel better already. I'm liking that.
All right, y'all, here's a tune. Joe Cartwright and the band, from early in the career of Mary Lou Williams, a reworking of the standard Froggy Bottom that Mary Lou called Overhand. This week, we celebrate the birthday of one of the greatest American songwriters. I'm talking about Irving Berlin. Born way back in 1888, Irving Berlin crafted memorable words and melodies from his first hit song, Alexander's Ragtime Band, to classics like God Bless America, Easter Parade, and White Christmas. This Eastern European immigrant wrote more than 1,500 songs, including the scores for 19 Broadway shows, and 18 Hollywood films.
Very Woo. Impressive. Berlin's songs reached the top of the charts an amazing 25 times. His music was recorded by everyone. Frank Sinatra, Barbra Streisand, Linda Ronstadt, Nat King Cole, Diana Ross, and Billie Holiday, just to name a few.
Oh, wow.
Another great composer, Jerome Kern, said it best. Irving Berlin has no place in American music. Irving Berlin is American music.
Now we're going to sing and play just a few of the classic songs from the vast Irving Berlin songbook. And to help us get that done, let's call on our own Broadway gal, Nedra Dixon, everybody. I'm so glad we actually get to talk.
Hi, Peter.
You and I. Now, what do you like about Irving Berlin?
Irving Berlin, well, he just wrote hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs.
Yes, he did.
That were done by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. He wrote incredible lyrics and music. He said that he liked writing for the average American, not the highbrow or the lowbrow, but the average American, because he felt that the vast American population was really the heart and soul of America, and he wanted to write lyrics that were relevant for all of us. And his lyrics are incredibly beautiful, poignant. I'm doing two songs tonight, What'll I Do, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, and What'll I Do is plaintive, and What'll I Do When I Am Far Away and Missing You, What'll I Do. And then Let's Face the Music and Dance is edgy. There may be trouble ahead, but let's face the music and dance. So that's kind of a double-edged sword. Great lyrics, great melodies, and great music for jazz singers.
Yes.
Many jazz singers made big O hits long after his music is transcendent and long-lasting, and long after he was first writing 1920s, Nat King Cole, Billie Holiday, Count Basie made hits of his, hits again.
Yes, and do you like singing these tunes?
I love singing these
That's
tunes.
That's a good answer. You know, especially in a week where Bin Laden faced the music and now we're dancing.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
we're gonna get you going on these tunes, and you actually mentioned that these are some of your favorites.
They are.
So how appropriately that works out. Hey, Joe, why don't you remind me what these two tunes are?
Well, I thought we were gonna do Putting on the Ritz and
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Yes.
Okay.
But here's What'll I Do, and Let's Face the Music and Dance.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell troubles to when I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true? What'll I do? What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight, music, love, and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled. Before they ask us to pay the bill, while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming our different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight, music, love, and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face music.
You walk like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then you gotta listen up to David Bassey, because I believe jazz is in the house tonight.
You know, Pete, we've got a special guest in the house tonight.
I heard
lovely
that.
Lady that we've done some singing together before around the bend, but she's got a brand new album out. Her name is Karen Allison. Give her a nice round of applause. She was just grooving.
Thank you.
She was grooving next door. Your drummer has like drummer groupies all around. Who's your drummer this time? Man, he is fantastic,
That's
isn't
Matt
he?
Matt Wilson standing right
Matt
over there.
Matt Wilson, one of the great drummers of jazz, is here with Karen Allison.
Mm-hmm.
What a band you had tonight.
Thank you very much. I love them very much.
Yeah. And the new album is called Round Midnight.
It's called Round Midnight, yes. Yeah. Features Rod Fleeman, who is there tonight, of course. Yay! And as we said, Matt Wilson is on this one. Also, Ed Howard is on bass. And Randy Weinstein is playing a couple beautiful... He makes a cameo appearance, and we have the wonderful Bob Shepard on the rest of the woodwind.
That's excellent.
Contingency.
That's excellent.
I'm glad
yeah,
to see
Rod's
this band.
Rod's been in here a few times on our show, and Randy is coming around. He's going to come around sometime.
Yeah, he's been in New York longer than I have.
And maybe you could come and do the show with us sometime.
That would be
Since
great.
You're here.
I love
might
it.
As well.
I would love
it's
it.
A lovely thing.
Thank
so
you.
How many albums do you have now on Concord Records?
This is 13.
13. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. So if somebody wanted to buy that record or a CD or download all the stuff on it, where would you do that?
On the internet.
Just about anywhere, right? Plain old internet.
Yeah. I think so, these days. I would say your local record store. So
people still use the internet, don't they?
I think it's got a chance.
Okay, what was that bar in Los Angeles where you took the photos for the album cover?
See,
good bar, wasn't it?
It was a
it's
good
It's a great
one.
Bar. Someday you'll remember
it
that.
It wasn't in the
that.
We weren't in the
it was
bar
a good
mode.
Bar,
it was a yeah. ambiance. It was in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
Yeah. And we've had a drink there before,
what
right?
What are you laughing at? He knows how hard this is.
Let's do that song.
What you doing?
We're just going to end up the set with our little like jazz song. How about Karen Allison, y'all?
Thank you very much.
You smile like jazz, and you got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild. Yeah, jazz. Wee, 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 boo, boo, back.
Boobie.
One more time, everybody, Karen Allison. And stay close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Irving Berlin, we celebrate the birthday this week of pianist, arranger, and band leader Mary Lou Williams. Born Mary Scruggs, she grew up one of 11 children in the East Liberty neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Mary Lou taught herself to play the piano and was performing publicly at, believe this, age 7. She toured with a vaudeville show and played with Duke Ellington when she was 14.
She married sax player John Williams and moved to Kansas City to play with her husband in the Andy Kirk 12 Clouds of Joys band. She wrote and arranged for them. Later, that talent got her gigs with Earl Hines, Tommy Dorsey, and Benny Goodman. She returned to Ellington's band with her second husband, Harold Shorty Baker, and started working with the Young Lions of Bebop, including Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk.
In a jazz world dominated by men, Mary Lou Williams left an indelible mark on the music. And in her honor, here's Joe and the Band on a Gershwin tune Mary Lou recorded in 1964, It Ain't Necessarily So. Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Osama bin Laden had a bad week, whoa! If you think Obama had a great week, here's some blues in the news.
Warren Buffett apologized. Making mistakes is a bitch. Warren says he's sorry. His top guy he had to ditch. But unlike all the rest of us, at the end of the day, he's still rich. Yes.
At the correspondents' dinner, Obama made a toast. Obama went to dinner, raised his glass and made a toast. That's because he really liked the menu. The main course, Trump roast.
Career advice. If you are a warrior, ignore the want ads that say Al-Qaeda career.
The SEALs made Bin Laden an offer that killer couldn't refuse. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Mary Lou Williams recorded this Bobby Timmons tune on a 1975 release entitled Free Spirits. Now here's Mike, Tyrone, and Joe with Dat Dare. Thank you.
Joe Cartwright on the piano.
You walk
like jazz.
You talk
like jazz.
In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Ooh, yeah, jazz.
Now this is the point in the show where we always check in with David Bassey.
Again?
Yeah, you know you have, you're supposed to have your finger on the pulse of jazz and what's going on. So now we're going to test you out. Hey, David.
Oh, you know, there's a great new record out by bassist Rufus Reed, and our good friend Bobby Watson is on that album.
Hey,
and
all right.
Just opened in radio stations around the country right now. And of course, Karen Allison. My gosh, what a great record on Concord Records. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and she's in this bar, and the cover. Have you been to that bar?
If it's the one, I can't remember.
It's
yeah.
The coolest bar in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, it was
a
cool
bar,
place.
Though. What about birthdays?
What about the birthdays? Besides Irving Berlin, we're celebrating the birthday this week of legendary clarinetists Sidney Bechet and Woody Herman. It's the birthday week of two great drummers, J.C. Higginbottom, Mel Lewis of the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. Pianists Carla Bley, Gerald Wiggins, and Red Garland were born this week, along with arranger and musical collaborator Gil Evans, whose work with Miles Davis led to several timeless classics. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man while yeah, jazz.
Why don't y'all hang out with us for a little bit longer? There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, here's something I bet you didn't know about Mary Lou Williams. She wrote a jazz mass and played it at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. You know, long lines of jazz fans waited hours to get in. True story.
Now that does not surprise me, and of course they waited long lines.
What's that?
They knew there would be free wine and forgiveness for Saturday night sins.
All right, amen to that. Here's David Bassey with a new take on Irving Berlin's classic, Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, another but blue skies from now on. Dizzy, he's screaming next to OB, who's beaming. Monk is doping, suddenly in walked by, and then they got into something. They did the bean sex, Mr. Max Roach, be a mean act mug, was dumping, suddenly he walked by, and then they got into something. Every hip stud really dug, but soon to hit town. I dig and I know nobody wrote putting them down. OB pulled a mean string down the dizzy, played a hip thing, Monk was dumping, suddenly he walked by. And then they got into something. Put a red, bold red, bold red, bold red, boob, 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 we got boob, 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 but I'm on bum 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 bum. Dizzy, screaming next to OB, who's a beaming monk, were stomping, Dudley walked by, and then they got into something. Mr. Byers blew a mean sax, Mr. Max Roach beat a mean axe. Mopping, bopping in bark bar, and then they got into something. Every hipster really dug, but soon as he hit town, digging that note nobody wrote, putting them down. O.B. pulled a mean string, Donna Dizzy played a hip thing, bonk was buzzing, oddly in bark bar, and then they got into something.
You think you know something about the great American composer Irving Berlin? Well, it's time to test your jazz and musical knowledge on a little game we call...
Switch question. What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
It's So What's Your Question, the show that puts the answers first and the questions last, like the guy that opened the door at Bin Laden's house. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions, Bo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question. David, why don't we meet this week's contestant?
Anything you say, Ocho. She's quitting her job and devoting more time to coming up with easy questions for Sarah Palin. She's perky, berserky, and a fan of turkey. Please welcome Katie Cutie.
Hello, Ocho.
It's Bobo. Well, Katie, I've got just the thing to perk you up, if you know what I mean.
Sorry, I don't do perky with a turkey.
Okay. David, why don't you tell Katie and the folks at home this week's So What's Your Question categories?
Happy to, Quattro. This week's categories are doing what comes supernaturally, Annie, get your concealed carry permit, and what'll I do if Donald Trump gets elected?
Well, I think I'll try doing what comes supernaturally for 50, Quattro.
That's Bobo. The answer is anything you can do, I can do better. So,
what's your question?
That is so easy. What duet did Irving Berlin write for his 1946 Broadway musical, Annie, Get Your Gun?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is anything you can do, I can do better. The question is, what's the theme song of the Republican presidential primary?
That's one wrong, Cinco.
That's right. And it's Bobo, buddy. Okay, Miss Cutie, pick another category.
I'll take Annie, get your concealed carry permit for 50, Cinco.
That's Bobo. Okay, the answer is, how deep is the ocean? So,
what's your question?
What Irving Berlin standard was used for the background music in the 1933 film, The Life of Jimmy Dolan?
Ooh, sorry, this close, but wrong again. The answer is, how deep is the ocean? The question is, can you describe the profits oil companies are making?
I'll take, what'll I do if Donald Trump gets elected for 100?
And that means it's Daily Double Time. Now, if you get this one right, you can come back next week. The Daily Double Time answer is always. So,
what's your question?
What song was written by Irving Berlin in 1925 as a wedding gift for his wife, Ellen MacKay?
Judges? Ooh, sorry, the answer is always. The question is, on windy days, which direction does Donald Trump's hair blow? Always. And that's all the time we have. Thanks for playing.
What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, have fun with.
Mary Lou Williams composed and arranged this blues tune for Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy. Now here's little Joey Cartwright, with help from the 12th Street Jumpettes, to perform Little Joe from Chicago.
Wears a big blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago never wants for anything. He handles plenty money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago wears a big blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago never learned to pay in the school. He handles lots of money.
Hey, little Joe. 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 Hey, little Joe.
And that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.